Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backward thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Maxchan. It is Thursday, and I have missed you. We've had a crazy, crazy week. But, you know, if things don't go crazy, that means that you're doing something wrong. Life isn't always smooth. If it were, we would never grow and develop as human beings. If we succeed, we're envied. If we fail, we are ridiculed and attacked. Sadly, that's just how people are. Unexpected grief and suffering may lie ahead of you, but it is precisely when you encounter such a trying time that you must not be defeated, never give up, and never retreat. You're on the air. You see, we here at Waking Up with Linda Maxchan. That just does not mean get up out the bed. That means wake up your life, pay attention, move those blood cells, move that blood through your body. But most of all, we want you to reach out and take care of the youth. This is a youth-driven show. Everything that we do here is for youth empowerment and youth encouragement, and that is just what it's all about. You know, we have a motto here, and that motto is we roll no matter what. I'm going to talk to you about Stay in Touch. That's a segment that we have. You dial us at 323-769-5879. Leave your name, the name of the person that you want to give the message to, and we put it out on the next show. That's Stay in Touch. We had a call in from Rhonda. She wants to tell Taylor how much she loves her. So we do all those type of things here, but it's basically set up for encouragement, information, great event. We have positive guests with positive solutions. We're going to roll on in here. You know what our motto song is, so I'm getting ready to play it for you. Listen very closely.
You know, every now and then, I think you might like to hear something from us. Nice and easy. But there's just one thing, you see. We never, ever do nothing nice and easy. We always do it nice and rough. But we're going to take the beginning of this song and do it easy. But then we're going to do the finish rough, the way we do Proud Mary. Rolling, rolling, rolling on the river. Listen to the story now. Left a good job in the city. Working for the man every night and day. And I never lost one minute of sleep. And I was worried about the way the thing might have been. Big wheel.
Until I hit the ride on the riverboat queen.
So the
big wheel keep on turning. Ooh, the Proud Mary.
rolling,
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 rolling on a river,
rolling on the river.
The adults out there to keep reminding the children, or shall I say our young adults, that everything starts with you. You must forge yourself through your own efforts. I urge each and every one of you to create something, start something, and make a success of something. This is the essence of human existence, the challenge of you. Herein lies a wonderful way of life, always, always aiming for the future. You see, we have to keep screaming that out there, adults. We have to keep reminding them. They're going through a lot of stuff, but they have goals, and we're going to be here to help them keep those goals. Each show that I do, I always extend appreciation to the person that woke me up, so that now I'm waking you up, and you and I together are waking up the youth, and they're going to stand up like redwood trees. I will have it no other way. See, life is a stretch, and we have to do whatever it takes. Stretch it out like a rubber band to get out there and to train our young adults, because they're not the future. They are the present, no matter what.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies, and I'm not proud of my address in the torn up town, no postcode envy.
But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care, we're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care,
we aren't caught up in your love affair, and we'll never be royal.
Royal,
it's a run in our blood. That kind of love just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler,
you can call me Queen Bee.
count our dollars on the train to the party. And everyone who knows us knows that we're fine with this. We didn't come for money.
But every song's like Cold Deep Grey Goose dripping in the bathroom, blood stained ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes, islands, tigers on a gold leash. We don't care. We aren't caught up in your love affair,
and we'll never be royal.
Royal.
It's the one in our blood. That kind of luck just ain't for us. We crave a different kind of buzz. Let me be your ruler.
Ruler.
Worldwide.
I would have been my mama chola. I would have been my mama chola.
Young adult is from, no matter what they're doing, you must encourage them. We have some exciting guests coming on this evening. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes, author of The Healing of the Wound, and she's going to be talking about breaking away from other people's expectations. And then Miss Vara Bacham will come in. She's going to be speaking with her co-person, Maria Comer, and they're going to be talking about parenting. And I requested this because while I'm on those campuses, I see a lot of young single mothers that are back in school, and I continue to tell them that your children are gifts. They're not blocks. So you do not let anything stop you from reaching your goal. And again, children are gifts. They're not blocks. I hear a lot of stuff out there. That's why I get out talking to students. There's many internship programs going on. There's a lot of events coming up. One big event that's coming up September 7th, that is going to be the Omni Youth Music and Actors Award. Now, that's something you really need to check out because the director of the Omni really works with the young adults. She grooms them. She prepares them for the industry. And most of them are already in the industry, but they came up as babies up under her. And it's a pleasure to be affiliated with her and to see that goodness in action. You know, it's all about the children out here. And I have a new co-host that's coming on Sunday night. Oh, yeah, you're in for a treat. You are in for a treat. That's all I can tell you. She's in the community. She's an actor. She's a dancer. She's a model. She does it all. Her name is Lil Nene, and she's 12 years old, and she's going to blow you away. So please listen in on Sunday night. And her show is titled Teens Are Talking, and she has a lot to tell you out there, so be sure to listen in. We're going to keep going. We're going to wait on our guests. Let me tell you how I encourage the youth out there. I always sang this song to them. I need your help out here. But I also let them know it takes love. We have to love everybody. We get on the train together. We can make it happen. Let's work it.
People all over the world,
everybody,
join me.
Join.
Start a love train. Love train. People all over the
all
world.
World.
Right.
The next stop that we make will be England.
listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann on a Thursday evening. Here we have some exciting stuff going on. Nothing is wrong with love. Keep doing it.
To see you tomorrow, some happy tomorrow. Maybe you're letting me borrow your heart. Is it too much to ask for every Sunday? While we're at it, throwing every other day to start. I know people make promises all the time, then they turn right around and break them. And someone cuts your heart open with a knife. Now you're bleeding. But I could be that guy who's healing over time. Now I'm stuck until you believe it. Maybe you're worth it.
Calling in to Waking Up with Linda McShann.
Yes, it is. How are you today?
Hello, Stephanie. Welcome back. We missed you, and we're waiting on you. We're excited to know about breaking away from other people's expectations. You know, that's a good human thing to do. So I'm going to say welcome in again. Thank you again. And I'm going to give it to you, Stephanie. Just take off.
Okay, so good evening, listeners. How are you today? So today's topic is going to be on breaking away from other people's expectation from the Healing of the Wound workbook. The couple of weeks, we talked about taking off the mask. And so today we're talking about breaking away from other people's expectations. So let's begin. A balanced independence is what we should seek. It is the ability to trust and depend on your higher self and other people and yet establish your individual identity. Now, listeners, it's very important that we do this because if we don't, we'll always be living under other people's expectations. So to establish a balanced independence in our lives, there are several things we must do. So I want all the listeners to grab a pen and a pencil and some paper because we are getting ready to do some work going deep inside and to really look at ourselves to see what is that we need to transform and let go. All right, so number one, don't let people around you determine your value or behavior patterns. It appears that everyone is different, but one thing for sure is that they all expect you to keep them happy and give them what they want. Many times the expectation people put on us and we accept are unrealistic. So, if you want to have confidence, you have to stop being superwoman. You know, we as women, we are trying to be the mother, the doctor, the teacher, the nurse, the spiritual teacher, all of that. You know, being that superwoman. And then we forget about ourselves. So I want you to realize you have the limitations and that you cannot keep all the people happy all the time. Statistics prove that 10% of the people would never like you. So stop trying to have a perfect record with everyone and start celebrating who you are. People who know how to live independently do not allow the moves of other people to alter theirs. Let me read that again. People who know how to live independently do not allow the moves of other people to alter theirs. When an unhappy person is unsuccessful in making you unhappy, they begin to respect and admire you. Even people who seek to control you will disrespect you if you allow them to do. I encourage you to be your own person. Let me read that again. When an unhappy person is unsuccessful in making you unhappy, they begin to respect and admire you. Even people who seek to control you will disrespect you if you allow them to do it. I encourage you to be your own person. Don't live under the tyranny of other people's expectations. Now, we have to learn how to cope with criticism. Sometimes criticism is good, and some, you know, people, their intentions are not pure. They try to tear you down. But no matter what you do in life, someone will criticize you. So you must learn to cope with it and not let it bother you. Criticism is very difficult for most of us, and a person's self-image can be damaged by one critical remark. Let me read that again. No matter what you do in life, someone will criticize you. So you must learn to cope with it and not let it bother you. Criticism is very difficult for most of us, and a person's self image can be damaged by one critical remark. We must know our own hearts and not allow others to judge us. People are fickle. They love you when you are doing everything they want you to do and are quick to criticize when you just one little thing goes wrong. Sometimes the people who are criticized the most are the ones who try to do something constructive with their lives. It amazes me how people who do nothing want to criticize those who try to do something. You may not always do everything right, but at least you are attempting to do something to make the world a better place and to help stop hurting people. Each time someone criticizes you, try making a positive affirmation about yourself to yourself. Don't just stand by and take in everything anyone wants to dump on you. Establish independence. Have your own attitude about yourself and don't be defeated by criticism. Now, ladies and gentlemen, do something outrageous. Do something that people won't expect. It will keep your life interesting and keep other people from thinking they have you tucked away nicely in a little box of their own design. We are not created to merely do the same thing over and over until it has no meaning. We are creative beings in the universe. Doing something outrageous means different things to different people. Keep life fresh and exciting, not by doing stupid things, but by being outrageously creative and different. Say no when you need to. Say no when you need to. That's very, very important. Anyone who says yes to everyone all the time is headed for trouble. When people want you to do something, they definitely won't be happy if you tell them no. But sooner or later, you must decide if you're going to spend your life making other people happy or at the expense of never being happy yourself. Let me read that again. Say no when you need to. Anyone who says yes to everyone all the time is headed for trouble. When people want you to do something, they definitely won't be happy. If you tell them no, but sooner or later, you must decide if you're going to spend your life making other people happy at the expense of never being happy yourself. There should always be times when we do things for other people just because we want to make them happy, even if the things they want is not what we would prefer doing, but to live that way all the time, however, is not healthy. Now, we got to spend time with people who give us your space to be yourself. And that's very important. And some people are always trying to get you to conform, to present to a preset pattern. But there are of those rare individuals who actually encourage individuality and nonconformality. So we don't have to conform to someone else's way of living. You know, we should spend time with people who expect and affirm us. To nurture healthy relationships, we must give people space and freedom. Get away by yourself to reflect, to read, to pray, and just be quiet for several days at a time. You know, creating that me time for yourself is very, very important. It's wonderful to be married to someone who is secure enough to encourage you to be who you are and help you celebrate your uniqueness and individual needs if you are tired of living on the beaded path that everyone else walk on all the time, then venture into the woods. Some people would be afraid. They would get lost. But a confident woman expect to have new experiences that might be outrageously wonderful, or a confident man. If we want to be encouraged in our own individuality and independence, we must show the same type of freedom and respect into each other's lives. Now, we have to sow the same type of freedom and respect into other people's lives. That's very important, because we can't expect for someone else to do something if we're not doing it. You know, this is a give and take. You know, it's a giving and receiving. It's what you put out, it's what you receive back. Now, live and let live. Should be our motto, live and let live. Spend time with people who encourage you in your quest to be an individual. Find people who give you space to be yourself, space to make mistakes, and respect your boundaries. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're listening, it's very important to set boundaries, especially in relationships. Have your own opinion is very important. Wisdom knows when to keep quiet and when to speak. We are all entitled to our own opinion, but that does not mean we should always give it to others. Most of the time, people don't want our opinion, even if they do ask for it. They just want us to agree with them. We should be wise about how freely we give our opinion and letting popular opinions become ours. Know your beliefs and why you believe it. Now, we got to refuse to pretend. Waiting to please people is not necessarily an abnormal trait. But oftentimes, we find that we simply cannot be what they want us to be. I believe that not being true to oneself is the biggest joy thief that is this. Let me read that again. Refuse to pretend. Wanting to please people is not necessarily an abnormal trait, but oftentimes we find that we simply cannot be what they want us to be. I believe that not being true to oneself is the biggest joy thief that exists. Just fake until you make it? That is being untrue to yourself and something you should never do. I'll read that again. Just fake it till you make it? That is being untrue to yourself and something you should never do. Spirit does not appreciate hypocrites, pretenders, and phonies. Even if what you are right now is not what you know you should be, at least be real. Don't spend your time pretending that you like things you despise or being with people all the time that you don't enjoy. People pretend to be happy when they are miserable. They try to do jobs that are way over their heads just because they feel they should in order to be admired or to maintain a certain reputation. People have many masks, and remember we talked about taking off the mask a couple of weeks ago, and can become quite an adept of changing them when necessary. Ralph Rudolph Emerson says, point out that to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Always remember that to establish independence, you must not be a pretender. Be yourself. Now, watch your children. Spirit says we should become like little children if we expect to re-enter the cycle of birth and death. Study the freedom that children enjoy. They are unpretentious, straightforward, they laugh a lot, and they're forgiving and trusting. Children are definitely confident, at least until the world teaches them to be insecure and fearful. We all have to grow up and be responsible, but we don't have to stop enjoying life and ourselves. Don't let the world steal your confidence. Remember that the hands of Spirit has created you on purpose. Remember that the hand of Spirit has created you on purpose. It has a special, unique, wonderful plan for you. Go for it. Don't shrink back, conformed, or live in fear. Don't shrink back or conform or live in fear. Now, we have to fight off stagnation. Sometimes we get comfortable, we get stuck in our journey through life. But I want you to just look for a moment inside and ask yourself, have you ever seen a puddle of water that was stagnant? There's no circulation, no fresh water source, and the water just sits there. We can also slide into stagnation just like that. It happens a little bit at a time, and often so slowly that it is almost imperceptible. We stop being daring and creative. We settle in. We slip into the world and mold and conform to what people expect. We become predictable. Everybody know what you're going to do. Everyone will become stagnated if they don't fight it. Easy to just flow along with everyone else doing the same thing every day. The most valuable thing you can learn is that there are many things you must do on purpose. Let me read that again. We become predictable. Everyone will become stagnated if they don't fight it off. It is easy to just float along with everyone else doing the same thing every day. The most valuable thing you can learn is that there are many things you must do on purpose. We purposely take care of our responsibilities in life because we know it is important. We give on purpose. We actually look for people to be a blessing to because we have learned that vitality, important lessons that Spirit taught us about walking in love. We purposely do something that is a little out of the ordinary every once in a while simply because we refuse to live in stagnation. We purposely spend time every day in meditation with Spirit to create harmonious day. Don't just put it in your time here on earth. Enjoy your life and make the world glad that you are here. Now, with Spirit, all things are possible. You know, me as a Buddhist, we believe in making the possible the possible. You know, there's nothing that we can transform in our lives. You know, everything that we need and desire is within ourselves. We don't look outside of ourselves for our happiness and the things that we need. We just have to eradicate it and manifest it in our own life. You know, through chanting, praying, whatever your spirituality may be, you know, you can call forth up at what you need in your life. You know, balance is the key to success in everything. Where there is no balance, we always find destruction. People who never learn how to balance their checkbook can end up in serious financial trouble. Balance is very important. If we don't trust our inner spirit, we will continue to make choices in our lives that would not serve us. We were born perfect. However, we don't always trust our inner voice to guide us through our journey of life. I'm going to read that again. We were born perfect. However, we don't always trust our inner voice to guide us through our journey of life. So, now we are getting ready to do the worksheets. You know, so we're going to do some questions. And if any callers want to call in, feel free to. But now it's the time to do some more writing and to ask some questions, you know, answer some questions for yourself and to see how much you know about you. Okay, so question number one. Remember, this is Breaking Away from Other People Expectation Worksheet. And question number one is, how will you create a balanced and independent self-identity? Number one, how will you create a balanced and independent self-identity? Okay, number two, what step will you take to prevent people around you to determine your values or behavior patterns? And number three, I like this one. What step can you take to stop being a superwoman?
I like that one too.
Huh?
I like that one too.
Yes. What step can you take to stop being a superwoman? Number four, how will you live an independent life without allowing the moves of others to alter yours? Number five, how will you cope with criticism? You know, everyone can take criticism. You know, they wear your feelings on your sleeves. You're sensitive, you know, low self-esteem. Whatever it may be that's, you know, you cannot handle criticism. You know, sometimes criticism can be good. That's if the person who's given it intentions are pure. Number six, what are some ways you can protect your self-image? You know, now with social media, you know, everything is Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and all kind of stuff out there, and especially for our youth, you know, you have to be careful what you put out there about yourself. Because now your employees can go on your Facebook and your Twitters and Instagrams and all of that and look at that stuff, and it may cost you your job. So you have to be very important to protect your self-image, because that's all you have is yourself. And other people will try to destroy you if you allow them. Number seven, what steps are you willing to take to make this world a better place? You know, we all were born with a mission and a purpose. We all have a calling on our lives. And it's up to each individual to sit and ask spirit, you know, what is my purpose? You know, our Buddhist friends out there, you know, on Eagle Peak, you know, we already made our great vow on what we're going to do when we come to this earth, you know. So just sit with that. Number eight, how will you handle a person who wants to dump on you? You know, sometimes we have that person want to come and tell you all of their problems. And if you don't be careful, you'll match their energy and bring your spirit down. So you be careful of that. So how are you going to handle a person who wants to dump on you? Number nine, what would you do to prevent being defeated by criticism? You're building up your self-confidence. You know, not taking it personally. You know, turning that poison into medicine. Number 10, What will you do to prevent yourself from allowing people to think they have you tucked away nicely in a box of their own design? What will you do to prevent yourself from allowing people to think they have you tucked away nicely in a box of their own design? Now, this is another favorite of mine. Number 11, how can you say no without feeling guilty? Now, how many of you guys said no and took it back? And started feeling guilty about it? You know, I think all of us have to work on this. You know, especially, you know, when we punish our children and then we put them on a punishment and then you started feeling guilty and then they're no longer on a punishment.
So
you know,
go back
because
on
you
your
started
word.
Feeling guilty.
Right. You go back. You ease up and then they play with you again. So you can't
mm-hmm.
do that. You cannot
right.
do that.
But right. So our word has to be our word.
Yes, it does. And if and your word is your bond. And if you don't
yes.
have that, you don't have anything. I'm looking at all of these questions here, and I'm looking at the time frame that we have. And, you know, I have to notify the sponsors and let everybody know you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Shan. And this is Mrs. Stephanie Haynes with The Healing of the Wound. She is an author. Stephanie, I don't want to interrupt you, but I do want you to get some information out there to let persons know how they can get your book, because this is an awesome book, people, and you want to go through it. Could you give us that information, please?
Yes. Okay. You can go to my website, and the website is www.fashionablyfit.net. That's FASHIONABLY. FIT.net.
Okay.
And also you can email me at fashion, FASHIONBLY, fit, FIT, 22 at gmail.com.
22@gmail. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can also, you can either request a e-book or I can mail you out a book, and it also comes with a journal as
okay.
well.
Okay. So it
yep.
is a book and a journal.
And a journal.
So
yeah.
Okay. So listeners out there, you know, Stephanie comes on with us. She brings us some exciting information. I am so appreciative of her. She does a lot of things in the community, and she's been working with youth since the beginning of time, and that is how I met her. Everything that we adults do, we bring the youth right along with us. Stephanie, and also I know that, is it it's BWW, it's Black Women, I cannot, I'm looking, Black Women Wellness, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's a function coming up August the 9th with them, starting at 2:30 to 5. I have a little information about it, but next week when you come on, could you kind of like enlighten us on what's going on? I've attended many of their fairs, and it's awesome. It's great for the community, great information, and I know you're a part of that. And you've worked with them for years, and I'd just like you to come on. You will be on next week with us. Come on and kind of like schedule some time out to give us some information about that and let us know, you know, how we can join and enjoy that event, and I'll remind you of that. And I just want to tell the listeners out there, you are getting some good information from a awesome individual that's in the community, that's in wellness, that's about just like living life and just doing it well. And I'm going to piggyback on something that you said. How can I not allow people to dump? That's a good thing because people are always dumping. And what ways are you willing to protect your self-image? That is very important. And the point about criticism and, you know, feeling bad and being defeated and things of that nature, well, you know what my motto is, and I really can't say it over the air, but you know how I feel about stuff like that. And I am learning through my growth how to do it with a little humility, but I still do it. So we don't allow that. We don't allow self-image. We don't allow slander. We don't allow any of that. And to keep that balance of independence for your identity, because that is very important and the most important that everyone should hear out there. Give people space. You know, everyone needs some me time, you time, our time, whatever time. But you must take out that time to be with yourself. Sometimes just sit down and listen. A lot of good information will come to you if you just sit still, be still, and keep still, and just don't say anything. Just get in tune to yourself, and you find out a lot about you. Stephanie, I'm going to say we're going to cut out. I have another guest that's coming in. They should be coming in. They're going to be speaking of parenting. If you like, you can stay on and listen in. That's Vera Bacham that's coming. You haven't had the pleasure of meeting her. Well, you have met her. You just didn't know that you were meeting her. And she, as a matter of fact, she's the young lady that brought me the information about the garden party. And just some real interesting stuff here from the last event that you guys had last year. So I'm going to say thank you with the listening audience. If you'd like to stay on, we're going to bring them on. You can talk with them, listen, or jot down some questions, and we will have a meet up, and shall I say a meet and a greet, okay?
Oh, okay. Well, and thank you so kindly for having me on.
Well, Stephanie, you know, you're welcome. This is your spot. This is your day. Somebody would have to really be good to beat you out of this. This is yours. And the listeners are waiting. We wait for you on Thursday. I wait for you on Thursday and whatever you bring. It's so enlightening and encouraging to all the listeners and especially to our youth, because you are the youth mother with the big Y. And I'm going to speak that out again. So if you'd like to hold on, please hold on. I'm going to pick up the next caller. And
okay.
Just enjoy the show. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. All righty. Thank you, Stephanie. Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. Who's calling, please? Hello? Well, they're not there.
Can
Good
you
evening.
Hear me?
You're on the air. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Is this Dara Beckman? Can you hear me? Good evening. Hello? Well, I guess they'll call back. We'll have to get them off the line. You've been listening on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. We have two callers that are calling in. We have a bad connection. Until they call back, I'm just going to play you a little bit more music here. To go through, you just listen to Stephanie Haynes with The Healing of the Wound, and she is the author of that book, and she has some great, interesting things going on in there. So let's go with some more music until we can get a better connection with our second guest.
Why does he do it?
Linda Mac Chan. Who's calling in, please? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air with Waking Up with Linda Mac Chan. We have a bad connection. Who's calling in?
This is Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm
great. We kept losing you. We were trying to get you, and then the connection went off. Listeners, we're on the air with Maria Comer and Vara Beckman. How's it going out there, ladies?
It is going great. I'm not sure if Vera's on the line yet. I think she's coming in soon.
Okay. So how's my little bundle of joy?
He's doing fantastic. He's doing really, really well. Thank you for asking.
Okay. Would you let the listeners know that Bundle of Joy's name and how old he is? He's a lovely, lovely, lovely smart young man.
Yes, my little Bundle of Joy is Evan Ray, and he is 1 month old.
1 month.
1 month, yes.
Very alert and very, very, very smart. I
and
have the pleasure. I'm very bossy. Oh, he's running the household, right?
He's running everyone around.
Okay, that's very good. Well, I'm so glad that you took out time. I know it's kind of busy there to give us a call, and you guys are going to be speaking on parenting, as I mentioned earlier, that I tell the young ladies that are single parents and they're going to school and they're having, you know, doubts and wanting to quit and I don't know what to do, and I just tell them, you know, children, that's your gift. And
mm-hmm.
that is not a blockage for you to continue on with your goals. And it's like for those of the single mothers that are out there, you know, the young adults, and some have 2 and 3 children, but just to
mm-hmm.
see them sitting in the classrooms and continuing to go brings a smile to my face. So anything that I can do to encourage them, I do that. So you're a new mommy. You're on the phone. You're going to share with us about parenting. And we're just ready for you to go, Maria. Please, please take off.
Okay. Well, piggybacking on, you know, what you mentioned about parenting and being a single parent and going to school and really continuing to follow your dreams is really important. And I speak from experience because I just had my second child, and I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a fashion designer, and I'm, you know, continuing to finish school. And for a long time, I did not feel like I was good enough. I didn't believe in myself, and really being a product of abuse as far as relationships and as well in my household, and just really not having that foundation for like a good amount of self-esteem to continue to move forward. Up until I reconnected with Vera, and Vera and I grew up together. She moved in across the street from us when we were younger, and we've been friends since we were like 3 and 4 years old. So we're 26 and she's 27. Yeah, so we've been friends for a long time, and connecting with her again has really helped me to see such a huge amount of opportunity of growth with myself and continuing my educational goals. And what I mean by that is seeing that there's so many moms and dads who are single parents or who are, you know, who are parents in general that are a couple who are finishing and graduating from UCLA. And that was such an inspiration to me to see that people from South Central and Watts and Compton and all over, you know, the greater Los Angeles can be able to come from adversity and still move forward in life.
Right.
And, and so from then on, it's just been just an inspiration and just continue to move forward. And, pretty much my story for a little bit.
Well, I'm glad to hear that and see by you realizing that once, and you're back on the campuses again, getting ready to just go through your completion. It's so many young ladies out there that you can encourage and that you know the signs, you know what to look for. Once you've walked in the shoes, you can spot it. They don't have to open their mouths. And because you have the know-how and the compassion to reach out for them, That's part of your mission. And I hear that young man in the back also. Is that Nathan? Or is that? I know
that,
it's not the baby. I have not heard him cry. I know that that is it's Nathan. Mr. Nathan. And how old is Nathan?
Nathan is 5 years old. He will,
okay.
Well, he'll be five on the 23rd. So he's
okay.
Born.
Very
today.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. Well, Maria, you did mention that you were a fashion designer. I have seen some of your garments. You work very, very, you design for the unique woman. Nothing is the same thing. And the fabrics that you work with are very, very stunning. How long have you been designing? Is that something that you've done since you were a child, or is this something that just came about?
Yes. In fact, I have been doing this since I was younger. My mom has been in production for about the last 30 years, and when she was pregnant with me, I was in the womb with her while she was sewing, and so I kind of, it was just embedded inside my soul, I would say. And I started designing for my Barbies and my dolls, and then I continued to just really hone in on that skill. And as I got older, I seen like a huge market for uniqueness. And that's what I kind of really jumped in on.
Well, I love your fashions. I love your attitude. I'm so glad that you came on to share with us. And the baby is just 1 month old, and he is gorgeous and very, very smart. And Nathan, of course, is taking good care of him. So that's a good family bond. And I've met your mother, and she just sort of like holds everything together. So that reuniting with Valerie, you know, she's an awesome individual, very, very deep, very, very spiritual, very, very into the wellness and eat the right thing. So I know that she's keeping you online with that. And when I mentioned, you know, we were talking to the young adults about parenting, and she said that you wanted to come on and speak with us. And it's not a hindrance. It's not a block. I mean, like I said, children are gifts. It's not a block. And to be able to juggle and balance that, you know, there's studying going on. There's preparation. And with the baby being as young as he is, I mean, you're on his schedule, okay, but just to have enough, yeah, you're on his schedule, he's running the household, just to have enough energy and enough desire to want to continue, there's a young man that attends a scholars workshop with me, and he is the single parent, and I've kind of like watched that child be there with him, you know, at all the workshops and all the culminations, and I'm watching this young man grow. So from a small child, and the last time I saw him, he had on his UCLA T-shirt, and he's strutting around the campus. So he's getting acclimated already, and you can see the dance in his eyes. He's so proud of his father when he steps up, you know, and makes a speech or have to, you know, present, or he's receiving an award or something. I watch the child, and I just see that proudness, and it makes me feel good because this is a male single a parent, and you never see them separate, and that's not that's just one of maybe about 10 that I know. So I'm noticing that times are changing, and persons are not allowing society or whatever that is that dictates to them to let them know that because this is a situation or this is something that's making a change in your life that you have to stop you. You never stop you. No matter what, you know, because you're setting an example for that child. So just seeing him on campus, just hearing you talk about, you know, the pleasure of it and juggling the schedules, and this is your second child, so, you know, there's sometimes we have to do double duty because the one that's used to being the baby is no longer the baby. So that's another area that you have to go in and kind of like be real skillful to make all of that work. And it takes a lot of work along with your books and everything. Well, Maria, I am going to say to you that it is just like, I don't know. I'm just so proud. I'm just so encouraged. And I think that we have a call. It might be Vara coming in. Let me see if I can pull her in. Just a moment. Let's see if she's on the line. Hello, Vara, are you on the line? This is Waking Up with Linda McShann. I have Maria. Is this Vara?
Yes, this is Vera.
Hi, yes. You've came in. Maria and I have just been talking about parenting and, you know, just balancing and juggling everything. Nathan's been in, and we were waiting on you to come on. Thank you so much. I know you got a crazy schedule, but guess what? We're making all this happen. Listeners, we have Ms. Vera Beckham on the line from Mugworth and Crow. You know, she's our wellness person, our spiritual person. Stephanie Haynes just left with us. She might still be listening in. And just tell the listeners what you want to share with us, Vera. Maria and I have had a good time, so we're waiting on you.
Well, Maria and I were talking about parenting the other day, and we were talking about the importance of practicing positive parenting and how hard it is in the environment that we're in to conceptualize of what it takes to be a good parent and how hard it is to be parents, right? For her as a parent and then talking to me about, you know, me becoming a parent and for us to think about what did and did not work with our own parents. And how at the same time that we are processing our relationships with our own parents, we were also talking about role models, right? And Maria was talking about the positive male role models that she had in her life that were around her growing up. And I thought that was really interesting that that came up for her while we were talking. And she also had a story that she was telling me about that I told her she had to share with you. That was about her as a parent and the kind of experiences that she can have, and for me myself thinking about becoming a parent, thinking about how do I prepare for that kind of experience and you know, build relationships with men in my life so that I can have positive male figures in my life, which is really hard, I mean, to be honest, where we're at. We're in South Central, and, you know, not to play into any, like, ridiculous stereotypes, but it is a really hard environment to live in because there is a huge lack of there's a huge gap in terms of models of malehood that are well-rounded and where we have, like, vulnerability, you know, as part of and respect for women as something that is just like common practice, right? So, Maria, I would like for you to invite you to share the story that you were telling me.
Okay. So my story begins at, there's a park in Watts called the Magic Johnson Park. I'm not sure if anyone's familiar with it, but it's on El Segundo. It's in El Segundo in Avalon, excuse me. And there's like a 2 mile around park walkway. And so I'm walking in the park with my son. This is before I had my second son. And there are city workers that are out there that are making catcalls, very dehumanizing catcalls. And I decided that I wasn't going to let my son see it's okay for men to heckle women like that, that women deserve respect at all times, no matter who they are, even if they're from South Central or they're from Beverly Hills. You respect the woman no matter what. And so I took it upon myself to go walk over towards them and let them know that what I said was that I was Antonio Villagrosa's niece and that I'll have their pension and their paycheck, and how dare they disrespect me in front of my son. And everyone was just like, I am so sorry. Yeah, you're damn right you're sorry. You know, you don't disrespect me in front of my son because that you're teaching him to act like that. And you're teaching him that it's okay to talk to women like that, and that's not the type of son that I would like to raise. I grew up in a very abusive household with my father, and I saw the effects of it that it had with both of my brothers and their treatment of women. And although it took them a lot of time to really understand that those weren't healthy relationships that they were creating with other women, it took a lot for them to see that the role model that they had was not really the perfect role model for that, and that they have to seek elsewhere and ask for help and read and really educate themselves in those types of interactions with people in general, not just women as well, but just people.
And they kind of like adhere to that and change their tune, right? And and you're absolutely correct. You know, apples don't fall too far from the tree. So
exactly.
They were acting in that manner maybe because people only act the way that they know. That's all they can display. So unless their coats are pulled to it, unless we speak out, that it is very important to speak out and speak up, you know, stand your grounds and be ready for the consequences, whatever they might be. But, you know, we all have to teach each other. So, you know, that's been working for them up until they met you. And they were in the habit of doing that until they met you. So hopefully it sunk in. And they won't ever do that again because that can be very degrading and slanderous and especially in front of your son because you're trying to teach him the correct behavior and not to be a part of that. He'll get enough of that just like walking around, so he'll know how to decipher the good from the bad and what he wants to follow and what he doesn't want to follow because of you. And he will always remember that day also. He's not going to forget that. So that's going to be helpful. Well, I am so glad that you shared that with Vera so that she could share that with all of us here and the young men that are listening out there to keep that in mind. You know, ladies are to be respected no matter what. And I know that in some situations, in some areas, it just depends. That's not done a lot, but unless we speak up about it, it's never going to change. So we are the change that we want to see. So I commend you for opening up your mouth. You didn't know what you were running into. You didn't know how they were going to react, but you were protecting your baby and guiding him right. So that's what mothers do. Good mothers do that. Stephanie was speaking of, you know, defending yourself of your image, of how to say no and not feel bad about it, even with the young adults, even with your children. And that is so true. Once you put it out there, you have to keep it out there. I'm brought up in a different type of environment, but yet all environments. And it wasn't that I was brought up there. I was just encouraged to go to other neighborhoods and to get out of my backyard so that I would be skilled no matter what hit me and so that I would know, you know, some children that I was not privileged, we was not that at all, but we had, I guess you could say we had upper middle class training, even though, you know, we weren't in that category if you just want to put a class system there. So we were encouraged to go to other neighborhoods to see, you know, to blend in and to really actually stand up and speak out. I don't like disrespect coming in any form from male or female. So my little attitude about that, I've really had to work on that. I've grown. But, I'm not one to deal with it too well. But I'm getting there because I have to be the example that I want to see. But the territory that I was brought up in, we didn't believe in that word disrespect. And it's kind of hard, you know, when that's in your genes and that's part of your DNA, you kind of like halt that disrespect. And it's a little bit different because a lot of people aren't aware of what that does to an individual. And when you care a lot about yourself or you have great self-worth and you value yourself, you're not going to allow anybody to do that. And that's what we were taught, you know, as that's what we heard in our mother's womb. So it's like it's a different type of story. So if I'm in a disrespectful area, I have to leave. Otherwise, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble. And I don't want to do that because I must be the example that I want to see. Maria, I want you to come back on to Waking Up with Linda McShann and perhaps bring in another Bashes, like your uniqueness over there. I know that you do a lot of fashion shows, and, you know, we can get that information out there and let people really, really know what it's about. Do you have a website for your fashions?
I do, yes. It's
www.wildsiren.com.
Could you repeat that again?
That is www.wildsiren.com.
Okay. I'm writing all this down, and the colors and the fabrics that you work with are very, when I see your garments, I say they're slinky. I like that slinky look, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's they're very feminine for ladies, and you do go across the board, male and female, but I look at the women's fashions and the fabrics that you have, and the next time you're doing a display or a show, or just sort of like opening up a new line, please let me know so that I can get that information out for you on that. And it was, and thank you so much. Is Miss Dara Beckham still on the line? Dara, are you there?
Mm-hmm.
You are?
I am.
Okay. Is there anything that you would like to share with the listeners as far as, you know, the weather, whatever. I just want to hear. I know you brought Maria on, and I really appreciate that, but I want to hear something from you also.
Okay. One of the things that I've been really reflecting on the last couple of days has been about doing the hard work of creating the change that we want to see. And mm-hmm. part of that includes, you know, the vulnerability of saying that we don't know, but also really addressing things when we are not okay with them and expressing them in a public place, in a public space, so that we can have a community reflection on that. Specifically, I'll give the example of last night I posted something about rape culture on my Facebook page, and it had to do a lot with, like, what Maria was talking about with the catcalling, and really just about the ways that men have been conditioned to feel entitled to women, and that, like, women are sexually available for men all the time. And I really wanted my male friends to really think about the impact that that is having on women that they care about, and also the fact that their awareness alone is not enough for them to keep it to themselves. They need to start having conversations with other men in their lives and boys in their lives about behavior that is not okay, and then providing alternatives. And so when I think about the need for us to have positive male role models, you know, father figures in the lives of all the boys that we know, it's imperative for men to really think about the fact that they are a father figure to every single boy that they ever come across, to every single girl they ever come across. You know, it doesn't matter if that child is really, you know, theirs by blood or not. And so I really wanted to tie in the sense of responsibility and respect, as well as expand this definition of parenthood so that people can really think about how we are displaying behavior and expressing ourselves in front of everyone, you know, and specifically children, because if we want to have a safer world, we have to be able to think about what safety really is and looks like in our world, in our relationships, and the different types of safety that exist. Because it's not just about, like, physical safety, you know, having a roof over your head. It's also about having a safe, like, emotional environment, having a safe intellectual environment, you know, having a safe psychological environment to grow up in, to live in. And so that's the home, but it's also the neighborhood. It's also the community, you know. It's the park. It is the corner. It's the bus stop. It's the school. So, you know, there are these different areas in which we can act differently and practice behaviors that are healthier. And no, we don't have to be perfect at it, but at least we can try, you know, and tell people, like, hey, I'm trying something new, so, you know, let me know how you like it. You know, if you do like it, if you don't, what do you like about it, what do you not like about it? Because we're creators, right, and we're in the process of creation. And so since as human beings, each of us is a creator, why not practice creating something new and exciting? You know, why do the same old thing, which is what we learned to do? Why not push the envelope and push ourselves and get into the excitement of creating new types of relationships? So that's where I'll leave it.
Okay. Well, you left enough out there, enough for everyone to really think about. I think we should be pulling out pencils and pads and beginning to bullet point here and just start making those lists and to create some type of forum, some type of way in all of the communities so this can get going. And, you know, my mother used to always say to me, if you thought about it, if you mention it, then it belongs to you. So I'm going to give that right back to you, Ms. Bacham. You mentioned it. So let's kind of like sit down and see what we can do, how this can be brought out into the community, how, you know, awareness can be made about that. You know, I'm willing. I like to go on the good love train, the behavior chain. It's like whatever change we need to make, we have to be the change we want to see. So that means we have to start it. So are you with me on that?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know. So this week is going to be a very, very exciting week. I'm asking you, as I mentioned, and all the listeners out there, to please tune in on Sunday evening because I have an awesome co-host, and her segment is Teens Are Talking. So we're talking about the middle adults and the older adults and the college adults, but she's going to bring us information about the teens and what's going on out there. So I'm not sure if we will have open line. There might be a possibility. I'll have to talk with her about that because my thing is however you want to do it, I'm with you. So you never tell young adults how to do it. You just see which way they want to go and make sure that it's done within the best, and she will be doing it in the best. She's been around a long time, and I'm extending it out there to you. So waking up with Linda McShann, as you know, is about information and events and powerful solutions, and I think you have really started something there, and Maria has put it out there so the gentleman can think about it when you're out there doing that. What do you call it, catcalling?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really adhere to that too much, so I don't really know the terminology. I guess I might have been victim to it, but since I have to shut down in order to watch my behavior, it doesn't come to me. To watch my behavior, I sort of like tune that out. But if I hear it, I'm darn sure going to speak up on it. And especially if I have a young adult in my presence and anything is going on, we're going to put a halt to that immediately. So today is Thursday. Tomorrow will be a wonderful, as we say, fun Friday. And I would like to extend again an invitation to you and Maria to return back with us next week with some more interesting information. Can I get you to agree with that?
Yes.
At this time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like to put you on the spot so everybody
I know
can hear you and do what we have to do. Well, I'm going to, go back to some music. I have some information I need to put out about the community events that are coming up and prepare ourselves and make sure that we have woke up enough people out there so that they'll have restless nights. That's what the intention is.
I have a question, Linda.
Yes, yes, whatever.
Can you play one of my songs?
I cannot hear you.
Can you play one of my songs as one of your outro
songs? I sure can. Now, I have many, many things here, and, you know, there's quite a few I like. But there's one, which is your favorite? Let's see if I have it here. Which one would you like me to play, Ms. Bacham?
Well, yeah, I really like Taste of Ashes.
Okay. And we put that up. I'm going to go through and see if I can find the Taste of Ashes. I have it. You know, we're up
you
here.
Do.
And tell me why you like this song. Why is it so special to you?
Okay, so the band is Straight Line Stitch, and featuring Jamie Josta of the band Hatebreed, and the song is Taste of Ashes. I love that song because there's so much being said between the lines of that song, and because it's an alliance of two people who some people think wouldn't be working together. And those two bands have a really powerful message
that has had a huge impact on my life. And that song is really about thinking and critiquing and living your life as a challenge to the things that you don't agree with. And so it's a call to take action on the lies that you know are apparent in your life and living in the integrity of making those choices, you know, and being proud of yourself for being the one person to go against the grain and say that it's not okay. And so I love that song because it reminds me that if there are times when I'm like, think that I'm the only person, that I can always think about that song and know that there are other people who are doing the hard work too. So
that you're not out light. Now I'm going through our list here. Now it says Taste of Ashes, but it's by who?
Yeah.
Because I'm looking
straight,
here and I want to put it on
stitch.
For you.
Yeah, Straight Line Stitch. Straight.
Okay.
Line Stitch.
Straight, S like the straight line, like making a straight line or a
exactly.
crooked line. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to go in. I'm going to try to honor that for you,
you
to see if it's set up. If I don't get it today, I'll definitely get it for next week. But I think we have it on. Okay, I saw my favorite one that you put on. That was what is it? A Sort of Fairy
Laterella.
Tale.
Oh, A Sort of
yes.
Fairy Tale. Okay, by Tori Amos.
I have A Sort of Fairy Tale. I'm still looking for our Straight Line Ashes, and I don't see it. Okay,
okay.
So we cannot play that.
Okay.
But we'll get it on here for you. But
okay.
Now you said that the reason why you really like this particular song is because it lets you know that you're not out here working hard by yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Is that? Okay. When you say working hard by yourself, is that emotional? Is that just all across the board? When you say,
right.
you know, across the board, that whatever you're going through, whatever you are experiencing, you know that there's others out there with you, right?
Yep.
That are going through the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that,
okay.
And that are pushing through. Yep.
That are pushing through. I see everything but my Straight Line Ashes here, and I must apologize for that. And it's one other. I see everything but that. I see the love is a battlefield. Tell me about that song.
Okay.
Is that a good song? That's that. Well, I like that one, and I like A Sort of Fairy Tale, and probably
well,
I was hung up on.
Wide Awake.
What about?
By Lacuna Coil. What about that? The Wide Awake song by Lacuna Coil.
Lacuna, we got her here, I think. You know, we I don't load up all these things. I have people loading them up for me. So
right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if they took your list and I requested your list, it would be on here. But since I don't see either one of them, that is something I'm going to have to take care of. Hold
yes.
on.
Yes.
Yes, because we take listeners out there from all of our listeners. We like to know what they like, and we put this on. You know, like I'm old school, but we like the mixed old school, the new school, the blues, the jazz, and all that together on that. So I am going to put on. What about Late Night Earlier? Now, I see that. What is that about? Is that something that you would want to go out
me.
There today?
That's not from me.
No?
What's it called?
It's called Later Night Earlier. That's not you?
No, that's not me.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
But Love is a Battlefield is Barbara, right?
Right. You want me to talk about that?
Yes, talk about that, because I see that and I can play that, but I cannot find that Ashes. Yeah, let's talk about the battle. Tell me about it.
Well, that song is in the context of thinking about relationships and people giving you approval or disapproval for a relationship that you're in, you know, and the struggle of trusting your heart. But also, it's also about negotiating a relationship with someone that you care about and being aware of the way that your insecurities can play into your perception of what's going on in your relationship. And so that battle with yourself of, like, trusting yourself and doubting yourself and, you know, whether or not you're going to be honest about your insecurities with someone that you care about, you know, and like the fear of rejection for whatever your fears are if you were to share them with your partner. And so, you know, that's a huge battle that we have to really overcome time and time again in a relationship if we're going to really build a relationship that we are happy, satisfied, you know, in, where our needs are met. We have to just really be willing to be vulnerable, honest, and human, which is imperfect, you know, especially compared to, like, these ideas of what perfection is and what a perfect relationship looks like and feels like and all that. So really being able to trust oneself and go with the struggle, and knowing that when you really care about somebody, you know, it's going to be a battle and it's okay. You know, so it's really, and I like it because it's a kind of an upbeat song, even though she's talking about that. And, yeah, she, Pat Benatar is an amazing singer. And it's a really good, it's a gift of a song to be able to work through the process of really caring about somebody and all the struggles that come with being in a relationship that you may not even accept, you know? Why do I care about this person? Why am I in love with this person? I shouldn't be, blah, blah, blah. You know, so it's just really an articulation of that struggle because we all go through it. So, yeah.
Everybody goes through it whether they want to admit it or not, and especially I hear it day in and day out on the campuses, and, you know, I'm going to play it because I have it here, and we will find the taste of ashes for you because, as I stated, we get requests, and we want to make sure that we honor everyone's request. So I will find out, and if it's not put on from the list, we will take care of it. But the Love is a Battle is a good one that can go across the board because there's a lot of people out there, you know, going through this. And, I mean, you go through this throughout life, whether you want to admit it or not. And this is so good for the listeners over on the campuses because I know you guys are going through it. I hear you talking about it every day. So, Vara, I'm going to put this song on for you. I'm going to tell you again how much I appreciate you and also for bringing on Maria. And the listeners out there, always enjoy you with whatever you come on with. And you know I love you, and I love you for all your assistance and support. And listeners, we're listening to Waking Up with Linda McShann, and I'm going to put on Love is a Battle. This is Barbara Bexner's, one of her requests, and it's by Pat Benatar. Barbara, I will speak with you later. Love you, love you, love you.
Love you too, Linda. Good night.
Okay. Good night.
That was Love is a Battlefield. I played that for Miss Mara Backman because she had sent in some of her list, and we're asking everyone out there, email us at lmacnetwork@gmail.com and let us know what you want to hear. We're here to satisfy you. We had some interesting stuff going on tonight. We had Stephanie Haynes come on, and her topic was breaking away from other people's expectation. And she gave us information to spend time and give people for yourself and give space to others. We talked about refusing to pretend to be true to yourself. And she also mentioned that the spirit, our spirits, do not appreciate pretenders, and to always be yourself and be like children. You know, children are pure. They laugh. They have fun. They enjoy. I tell all parents, especially young ladies that have children and they're dating out there. You know, if you have a child and you meet a new gentleman, bring that child out around that gentleman. That baby will let you know the type of spirit that you're dealing with, because children are pure. As she stated, we haven't got all that gook yet. So if you watch your child around your new friend, you'll learn a lot. Just pay attention. And we also had Maria Comer come on, and she was talking about parenting. She is a new mother. Her son is 1 year old. And she shared with us she's a fashion designer, and she makes very unique clothes. And we sort of like talked about that, but we shared parenting. And she told a story about guys in the park doing the cat call, and they were, you know, doing that in front of her son, and she just put a halt to that. So we had a lot of things coming on this evening. Hopefully on Sunday you will all tune in, because I have a new co-host, and her name is Little Nene. She's 12 years old, but you won't believe it. She's been out in the community. She's a model. She's an actress. She's a singer. She is also a star in the new movie that's out, Clarissa's Gift. So that will be premiering this Thursday on the 25th. So Lil Nene is going to be on with us Sunday, and she's going to let us know all about it. You know, here with Waking Up with Linda McShann, it's not about just getting up out the bed. It's about wake up. You know, pay attention to what's going on out there. As I said, I was woke up. I'm waking you up, and we're going to wake up the youth out here together. Lots of things happening out there. It's summer. There's internships going on. There's events going on. There's a lot of things that young adults can be doing, with the exception of just, like, sitting around and not, you know, just not being productive. You know, we believe in young adults and old adults and everybody stepping into that greatness and staying there. So on the air here with Waking Up with Linda McShann, any requests that you have, email us again at lmacnetwork@gmail.com. You can give us a call, and that is at 323-769-5879. We do have state segments in. Stay in touch. You want to put a shout-out, a love shout-out. It has to be positive to someone out there. You call in, leave that information, and we will air it out on the next show for you. If you have requests, if you'd like to have questions or anything, just get in touch with us. That's what we're here for. That's what we're going to do, and that's what we're going to continue to do. You're Waking Up with Linda McShann.
how your love set me free. Now I can let my life pass me by. I can get down and try and work it all out this lifetime. Work it all out this time. I can let it all pass me by. There was a time when love wasn't chosen. Now I'm just open for more. Now I'm just reaching out for something better than I had before. That ain't about a mind of your world. Ooh, and now I can let my life pass me by. Let it.